Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 14th of April, The Shunammite Woman's Hospitality. The account of the Shunammite woman and the resurrection of her son vividly illustrates the importance and implications of receiving the word of faith from the Lord's messengers. The scriptures record that when Elisha went to Shunem, a town situated in the plain of Megiddo, a notable woman persuaded him to come to her house to eat some food. Most commentators agree that this Shunammite woman was notable or great on account of her wealth. However, her notability was also attributable to her hospitality and spiritual sight as she recognized, distinguished, and honored Elisha as a holy messenger. As often as he would pass through Shunem on his ministry circuit, Elisha would turn in at the Shunammite woman's house to eat. The woman entreated her husband to add a small upper room to their dwelling, fitted with a bed, a table and chair, and a lampstand, so that Elisha could stay with them. Evidently, they were a worthy house of peace on account of her entreaty of and care for this messenger. During one particular stay, Elisha directed his servant Gehazi to call for the woman and inquire what he could do for her on account of the hospitality that she had shown to him. The authenticity of this woman's hospitality and care was manifest as she asked for nothing in return, confessing that she was content to dwell among her own people. Clearly, she was not cleaving to the messenger with deceit or for advantage. In fact, it was Gehazi who observed that her husband was advanced in years and she did not have a son. Hearing this, Elisha personally addressed the woman, saying to her, "About this time next year you shall embrace a son." The references used in today's devotions are 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 8, Matthew chapter 10 verses 11 to 14, Luke chapter 10 verses 5 to 7, and 2 Kings chapter 4 verses 12 to 16. For further study, 2 Kings chapter 4.